How many of the chevra knew over here? I don't mean knew in the world. Zayon Tchilas Maasecha. That's for everybody, Rosh Hashanah. But in the yeshiva, in the shir, yeah. But you look familiar to me. You just came to the shir.
Yeah.
Who else? Yeah. Where were you last year?
I was only in one semester.
Jonathan Schachter. Oh, in the shir. Schachter shir. Yeah.
This is my first year here.
What's your name?
Matthew Gross.
What's your Jewish name?
Yitzhak Mordechai.
It's a good name. That's what they gave you at your bris.
What?
That's what you were named at your bris, not Matthew.
Yeah, that's what I was named.
So now that's what you should call yourself. Good? Good, that's a good name. And the last year you were in which yeshiva?
I was in a different college.
A different college.
Yeshiva's Cornell.
Cornell. You look intelligent.
That's what my Bobby was trying.
Good. Yes, I'm one of us. Good. Who else? Everybody else? Yeah.
Yitzchak Emanuel,
Lev Natar. From where?
From Gilman, Jersey.
Gilman, Jersey. Beautiful. Yeah?
Yeah, I was in Israel last year, so first year here.
What's your name?
Eliel Weisberg.
Eliel.
From Gilman.
Where were you going to sell this seat?
From Shraga.
For sure. Yes.
I'm Sandy Gross. I was in Reika last year.
In the Reika last year? There's a very, very chosh Rebbe over there in the Dovidal Weinberg, you know him? Good. So I see you stick to the Weinbergs. You like the family?
Yeah, very much so.
Good, you have good taste. You have good taste. Very good. Nice to meet you. Yeah?
Eliezer, I'm
from
Sarah last year.
Beautiful. Yes? Good. Okay, my name is Moshe Weinberger. And I just saw I went to BMT 40 years ago. And I live in Woodmere. And this is my favorite place in the yeshiva to come. It's to my friend Shia to be here with you. And to talk with you about the Devilei Kim Chaim. Not that you don't hear the Devilei Kim Chaim from your Rebbe. But to share with you some thoughts and some feelings. This is something that I thought of. I was thinking about it after Slichus. So it means it was Motzei Shabbos around 3 in the morning. So I haven't clarified it yet. So I'm just trying a little bit to work with you. So be patient with me to try to work it out a little bit, the Inyan. I had a certain hergish after Slichus. Slichus in the Vesna Shul is very, very strong. And I was thinking about this. I was disappointed in myself. I'm often disappointed in myself. But I was expecting to have more of an opening on Slichus night, and I was disappointed that I didn't feel as much as I was hoping to. I don't know if you've ever felt that, but I was feeling it on Motzei Shabbos, and I didn't want that to become a Chalisha Zadaz, Chas V'Shalom, because Slichus is the entrance into Yerushalayim. Just like we go into Yerushalayim, we pass through the gate of Yerushalayim, the Sfarim say that you know, everything that exists in physical space exists in time. And the gate of Yerushalayim in space, in physical space, in time, is the gate entering into this time of the year, into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is Slichus. Ba'o sha'ar b'soda chatzereisa b'sehila. One has to enter through the gate with a feeling of joy, of excitement. Coming into Yerushalayim, coming into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, coming to this time of the Yom Neroim, we see that in space, Yerushalayim is Ma'anoira Hamokim Hazeh. Ma'anoira Hamokim Hazeh. The place of Yerushalayim is, I'm going to say this word in English, even though it's so abused nowadays, it's mamish awesome. It's awesome. Ma'anoira Hamokim Hazeh, Yaakov even describes Yerushalayim is Ma'anoira Hamokim Hazeh, the Mokim HaMikdash, Ma'anoira Hamokim Hazeh. There's a halacha of Ma'anoira HaMikdash, it's a din deraisa. to feel a sense of awe, fear, awe, not to be afraid, awe. In the Makom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, in the Makom HaMikdash, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, the Beis HaMikdash Manor HaMakom Hazeh, it's Mikdashi Tiro, the Pasuk says, man, Yilmad Liras Hashem Lekecha, that when a person would come to Yerushalayim, he would feel Yerush Shammai. It's Noir HaManor HaMakom Hazeh. And in time, we're now entering into the Yom Noiroi, Manor HaZman Hazeh. Mandira has manazir. It's awesome. And I was feeling with the Shabbos that something was missing. I didn't feel what I was hoping to feel. So I came home and then I was thinking, and so I want to share this with you. The Rambam is so famous that I don't feel it's even necessary to review it, but it's also so beautiful. So I want to review it with you. But the Rambam is in the third paragraph of Hilchos Teshuva. But the Rambam tells us the Inyan of Tekiyas Shofar. Again, I'm assuming that you've heard this many, many times. So we'll go through it very quickly. Afa pishat Tekiyas Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiros hakasuv. Even though Tekiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't say what that's about, why we do that. Why we blow shofar? Remez yeshpa. Nevertheless, the Rambam says there's a hint that we could understand. Klaima uri yeshayni mishinaschem v'nedom hakitzu metademaschem. That the shofar is saying, wake up, all of you who are fallen asleep. Uru yeshayni mishinaschem. Wake up, all of you who have fallen asleep, and they dome into a deep sleep. Akitsu metademaschem. Tadema is a deep sleep. Like other Rishon. Deep, deep sleep. And he was put to sleep by Shem Yisbarach. Wake up. Akitsu metademaschem. Vechipsu b'maaseichem. And search through all of your actions. Make a cheshbon and nefesh. Think about your life. Think about what you're doing with your life. What's the tachlis of your life? Chipsu b'maaseichem. B'chizru b'tshuva, and to return to Hashem, v'zichru b'rachem, and remember the one who created you. Elu ha'shoichichem es ha'emes b'hevle b'havle hazman. All of you who have forgotten the truth and the havolim and the silliness and the narishkeit of time, of life. V'shoigim kol shinosim b'hevle, spend your whole life with hevle v'rik shalil and so on. Habitul nafshu seichem, the Ram says. Wake up and take a look once again at who you are. To improve your ways. Each person should go away from all the bad things. Now the Rambam says an interesting thing. Listen, this is the deep that we're going to be talking about the next half hour. Lefichach, therefore, tzarech kol adam shiira atzmai kol ashona kula ki'ilu chetzev zakev chetzev chai. Therefore, because of what I just said, this whole business of the shofar being a blast to wake you up. Therefore, the Ram says, "Kol adam, tzar kol adam sheyira atzmai kol hashana kula." A person should see himself the entire year. Ki'ilu, he's chetzav zaka, he's half innocent. Chetzav chayiv, he's half chayiv. He kol olam chetzav zaka v'chetzav chayiv. The whole world, you should see in such a way that's hanging in the balance. Chotah chet echad. You should see life in such a way, and you should see all of creation in such a way that everything is in the balance. It's just 50-50. And if you sin one sin, then you're pulling yourself and the whole world down. So mitzvah achas, if you don't want to do one mitzvah, hayachriyas atzmos kolam kula lekafschus, then you bring the whole world into the kafschus yourself, and you're saving yourself and the whole world mamish. The gorim loyv lahem tshuva v'hatzolah, shnemar v'tzadik yisoid olam. Ram says that each and every one of us should look at ourselves in such a way. But tzadik yisoid olam, the tzadik is the foundation of the world. It means what happens in the world depends on the tzadik. V'amech kulam tzadikim, and the Jews are tzadik. and what you and I do impacts not only our lives, but the entire world, all of creation. So the difficulty with this Rambam, there are a number of questions to ask about it, but the question that I want to address right now is that the Rambam himself said very, very clearly, we're talking about a Braisa in Kedushin on Daf Mem. And the Braisa there says, Tana Rabbanim Olam Yira Odom Atzma Kilo Chetzev Chayiv Chetzev Zaka. That a person should always see himself as Chetzev Chayiv and Chetzev Zaka. To see himself Kilo is 50% guilty and 50% innocent. It's a Braisa in Kedushin. And the Braisa there says, Beferish La'ola. One should always see himself that way. Always. La'olam. La'olam yira adam atzma. Ki'ilu. That means that this cheshbon hanefesh that the Rambam and the Gemara is talking about is not dafke Rosh Hashanah. It's not dafke din halach in Rosh Hashanah. It's not halach in Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam doesn't change. Sometimes he does. He adds a word or changes a word. The Rambam doesn't change anything. What he did change is the order of Chayiv. He put Zaka before Chayiv, which is very sweet. Because the Rambam was a Chassid Yid, as you know. So he put Zaka before Chayiv. He put innocent before guilty. The Gemara says first guilty and then innocent. The Rambam switched and put Zaka and then Chayiv. Because he's talking to our generation. If you see the word Chayiv right away, everybody would close the Rambam before you would even get to the word Zaka. In the earlier years, you could see the word Chayiv and Zaka. They used to learn the Gemara. You'd see the word Chayiv, and then you'd see the word Zakeh. But nowadays, if you see the word Chayiv, you'd be finished. The Rambam wrote already. He knew that there's going to be such a generation before Mashiach comes that can't see the word Chayiv. So he first wrote Zakeh. So first, Zakeh, and then it says Chayiv. That's the only thing he changed. But the Gemara and the Rambam are talking about all year round. La'olam yira adam atzmai. One should always see himself, half and half. 50-50. The whole world depends on you. Besides that, you depend on you. So what's this thing the Rambam says, Lefichach? In other words, he brings the shofar. He brings the remez of Tkiyah shofar. And then, Ke'ilu, he's explaining what he just said about the shofar, and he says, Lefichach, and because of what I just told you, about the shofar, that when a person's sleeping, it wakes him up. Because of that, the fichach, and then he brings the Gemara. The fichach, therefore, yira adam atzmai, a person should see himself always, ki'ilu, he's half zakai, and he's half chai. The simple pshat in the braisa is that this is the way that a Jew should live every minute of his life, without awareness. So everybody understands. The Rambam took this Gemara and he made it Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara itself is not. It means it's a way of life. So I think that the pshat is this, and this is what I'm going to try to explain for the next few minutes and give myself and ourselves some chizuk. The emes is, the truth is, that la'ola means la'ola. And the tzuras achayim of a Jew, the healthy lechatchila of how a Jew lives in this world, la'ola, is in such a way where he lives every second of his life, this cheshbon of chetzev zakai and chetzev chai, meaning that he lives every single moment of his life with a feeling of the importance of life. That's really, by the way, Chevra, the definition of the word neira, awesome. Something is very, very important. You know, that Israelis have certain lashonos that are interesting. And one of the things that they'll say is, when they'll say, Zalonara. You know what I mean when they say Zalonara? Like when it looks like something is really, really, really like unbelievably important. So there's an expression that says Zalonara. It's not so terrible. Zalonara. In general, there's a certain feeling of Noraus, of Chashivus. That is missing in our lives. Were you and I to live awesome lives, not the American awesome, but Noira, Yaakov Avinu, Yom Nerayim, from the Sana Tokif, Kedusha Zayom, Kihuat, Noira Va'ayom, Noira Va'ayom. Like the Beis Yaakov says from Ishbitz, that the definition of Kedusha is a hepech shel dvarim shel mabekach. There is nothing in my life that's unimportant. There's no moment in my life that's insignificant. Every single thought, word, and action, my existence in this world and the next world, and all of creation, is affected by it. That's awesome. The emes. That's noira. Life is noira. It's noira. I'll say about great tzaddikim, like Reuven. The Medrash brings that Reuven said, brings a pasuk. We don't have time to go into the pasukim right now, but the Medrash brings a pasuk. The pasuk is saying that everything that we do is written. That's really the Sefer Chaim. You know that Hashem is opening up these books now. What do you mean the book? What's the Baruch Shalom has these books? We think of it like an old guy with a white beard, and he reaches back. And it's Rosh Hashanah, he's got a book, and he's like, and he opens up to see, like, we made Hashem's book into Santa Claus or something. The Sefer Chaim of a Jew is when a Jew lives with this realization that my life is important. My life is impactful. My thoughts, my words, and my actions, like the Nefesh Chaim says, the Nefesh Chaim writes. My thoughts, my words, and my actions have significance way beyond what I see. Way beyond what I see. So therefore, Chazal say that if Reuven would have known that it would write on him a pasuk in the Chumash that he wanted to save his brother, so he would have gone there, he would have climbed down himself, he would have carried him on his back. He would have carried Yosef, he would have picked up Yosef and dragged him out and picked him up. So when a child learns this medrash, he thinks that, oh, because Reuven would have wanted, if he would have known that it was going to be written up in the newspaper, because of COVID, you know, he would have, or if Boaz would have known that when he was nice to a poor girl, he was nice to Ruth, that it would have been a big thing, and it would have been written up, a whole Megillas Ruth, that Boaz is like this nice old man, he's a hero, so that Boaz would have, who knows. Kilo means, chas v'shalom, that these are people who are interested in being written up and having publicity, or being, you know, on Twitter or Facebook or something. That's not what it means. It means that a Jew is supposed to live every minute of his life with this feeling of ilu yadati. If I only knew what my life means. If I only knew how important my life is to God. If I only knew how important my life is to my wife, to my husband, to my children. If I only knew how important my life was to myself. If I only knew how important it was that I come in on time and learn the Gemara that I'm supposed to be learning that day. If I only knew how important it was for me to open my siddur and to say those words that I've been saying every day my whole life, to say Ma'atayv Olach and Adon Olam, and to say Avok Shem and Arshi Yishtabach. If I only knew, Ilu Yadat, the greatest tragedy of life is that we don't see ourselves as being people who are so important, upon whose shoulders the entire world is chetzi v'chetzi, you know, half and half. So maybe what the Rambam is saying is that the whole year we can't think about that. We're just not in a place to think about that. Because the heart over the year becomes so stiff, so crusted, so hard, that we can't think about that. we can't feel that. We can't feel that the significance, the noraut of my life, the importance of my life, how everything is hanging upon my words, my thoughts, and my actions. We can't feel that because the whole year is mamish closed. And here's where the Rambam's remez of the shofar becomes clear to us. The Rambam is telling us that the shofar is like a bomb. It's like a bomb that blasts open the heart. It's when a person is sound asleep, the heavenly hazman, and he begins to stop realizing the importance of time and the significance of the days that are passing and the moments and the chashivas and the noros of his life. So the Rambam says that the Baruch Shalom every year drops a bomb. It's called the shofar. And then somehow Hashem is wired a Jew in such a way that even a Jew who the whole year he goes around saying, Zelo Nara, where were you by davening? Zelo Nara. How come you didn't come to this shiur today? Zelo Nara. How come you didn't call up your grandmother to wish her good Shabbos? Zelo Nara. The other grandchildren called, so whatever I didn't call. Zelo Nara. Zelo Nara. The whole year everything is Lo Nara. Zelo Nara. And the book of life, forget about Hashem's books, our book of life, we don't even look into the book of life. The book of life means that you have a life, and your life is important. Zel Nora. Whether you went to Daven that morning, whether you were learning that morning, Zel Nora. Zel Nora v'ayom. Ayom v'noira. Nesana toikim k'dusha sayom. What the Rambam is saying is that since the whole year, we just don't feel, we're numb, and we need something to wake us up. We need something to wake us up. Reb Sol Salanter had a lashon, chai margish, that a Jew should be alive and feeling. Chai margish. If you go into a nursing home, if you're a person that works in the nursing home every day, if you work in a hospital every day, it's very, very hard to remain awake to other people's pain and suffering. I was at the chasana, a beautiful chasana last night, so I'm in the chevra, I've been there. I was at the chasana last night, and I was watching a boy who's not well, and he's emotionally not well, and the guys were helping him, taking care of him. And I was looking at this child and I was feeling ma'noira, ha'yelad hazeh. That the parents live with this little boy like that. I don't know how parents could do that. The child is never so sick, so sick. And the parents live with this in the time that he's in the world. Ma'noira, ha'yelad hazeh, ma'noira, ha'yelad hazeh. But if you work in a hospital every day, so then you begin to lose that quality. Not everybody, they're great people, but the person is no longer a chai margish. Rabbi Zalzalanta had that expression he used to use, chai margish. A lebedika, if you're alive, you feel. It hurts you to see. It hurts you. Chai margish. Chai margish, in a good way, you see a chasm kala. It's not just another chasna kala. It's not another chasna. It's my third chasna this week. It's another chasna kala. No, this is my friend. This is my buddy. Chai margish. When you're alive, you feel. When you're dead, you don't feel. L'hameisim yehaluluka. If you're dead, you don't feel anything. So the Rambam is first saying like this. There's a shofar. And the Baruch Shalom made such an inyan in the world. How it works? It works. It works. It's an amazing thing. Even for Jews who are very, very, very far away, who are sleeping beheveli azman, and are kemat dead, it works. So Hashem Yisbach made an inyan to wake a person up, to bring him back from the dead. And that's called the shofar. Uru yishein mishinas. Nidomi mitad mascha. So he drops this psatza, this bomb, called the shofar, and it blows away the covering. And all of a sudden, the person is a chai margish. So what the Rambam is saying, it's very good that the Gemara tells us such a beautiful thing, that kol odom yira atzmai. But first of all, you have to be an odom. First of all, you have to be a human being. And then yira, you have to be a person who's able to, if you're sleeping, your eyes are closed, you don't see anything. So you have to be awake in order to see something. Atzmai, you have to first have a self. You're not just an impersonation of somebody else. You have to have an atzmai. You have to have yourself. You have to have a sense of self. So now we can understand when the Rambam begins and he says, first he says the mitzvah, the Rambam of Tekiya Shofar. And after he finishes with that, and he says, "Lefichach, tzara kol adam, sheira atzmai kol hashana kula." Lefichach, now, once a person has been awakened, once the person is chai margish, once the person opens up the sefer chaim again after a whole year was closed, then he's able to be an adam who sees. And he has his atzma, and he's able then to begin to make a cheshvan of this cheshvan of chetzav zakai v'chetzav chayiv. Now he's able to make a cheshvan of how life is important. This 50% equation, 50 this, 50 that, and the whole universe is waiting for me to say ma tov olecha Yaakov. The whole universe is waiting for me to open up and to learn the Mishnah. The whole universe is waiting. Because if you're not a chai margish, if you're dead, if you're asleep, there's no adam, there's no yira, there's no atzma. Everybody's following? Chavi, you're following. There's no adam, there's no atzma. So the psatah, the bomb, is the shofar. And the bomb blows off that cover, and a Jew wakes up, and he's able to hear Hamelech. He's able to see, he's able to hear, there's a king, there's a creator. And the king, the creator, created me for Tachlis, not the world for Tachlis, me, Chaim Moshe ben Peru. With a tachlis in my life. The man noira Chaim Moshe ben Peru. And how awesome is this creation, Chaim Moshe ben Peru. And each one of us. Man noira hayelet hazeh. Man noira hayelet hazeh. Habocha hazeh. Hamavugar hazeh. Man noira ha'odam hazeh. And Ish Yisrael, a Jew. Who can be Mamluch, Melech, Malchei, Hamloch? Who is the only one who has the ability to put the crown on the head of the Bari Olam, Rosh Hashanah? So now a person begins to think. What happens if I'm not feeling anything? This is my Motzei Shabbos thought. I still said that a person has to be a chai margish in order to be an adam that sees, that feels. You have to be a chai margish. You have to be alive. Be a levedik. The shofar had to wake you up. An old song from Reb Shlomo Karlovach. Gewalt Shabrida, was schlaft der 1, 2, 3, 4. You listen to Shlomo Karlovach, any of you? I'm not going to sing it for you. It's Chaval. Maybe one of you could find it on your thing. Gewalt Shabrida, was schlaft der? My beautiful brother, was schlaft der? Why are you sleeping? 1, 2, 3, 4. Sit inside, it's time already. So again davening. It's time to go daven. Ain't zwei drei vier. You just can davening. You don't daven. No geschlafen. All you do is sleep. So then what do you have in this world? And what are you going to have in the world to come? And it goes on. It's time to learn in Torah. It's time to learn Torah. You just can't learn it. You just can't daven it. You don't learn, you don't daven. So what do you have in this world? And what will you have in the next world? The final stanza is, Gewalt Shavida, Ushlofte, what are you sleeping? This shine tight is time to Zayn Eden, to be Jews. Nishkan daven, nishkan learn, nishkan yidin. If you don't learn, you don't daven, nishkan yidin, you're not a Jew. What do you have in this world? What do you have in the world to come? So what about a Jew who doesn't feel? If I shluf and eat, he's sleeping. So there's a pasuk in the parasha for this Jew. The Chaim Moshe ben Peru, and all the Jews like him. There's a pasuk in the parasha. Im yenidach hachol b'kseh ha-shamayim. Listen carefully. Im yenidach hachol b'kseh ha-shamayim yisham yikeh ha-betzcha ha-shem lakechum yisham yikeh ha-chech. It means that even Jews who are far away, im yet nidach hachol, a nidach, driven far away, far away. You know how far? B'kseh ha-shamayim. The edge, the ends of heaven. Misham yikabezcha Hashem lakech, or misham yikachech, Hashem will bring you back, even from there. So the question is, why does it say, im yiyeh nidach hachol b'kseh ha-shamayim? Even if you're so far away, you're at the end of the heavens. It should say, im yiyeh nidach hachol b'kseh, what? B'kseh ha-aretz. We live in this world. So the Pasuk should say, even Jews who are... The Pasuk is talking about Kibbutz Galus, right? Jews who are far away, Hashem will bring them back to Yerushalayim. So the Pasuk should say, even if you live in Kseh Aretz, somewhere in Australia, or you're far away, I don't know, whatever's the farthest place in Yerushalayim, in Yedachav, it should say, Kseh Aretz, you live very far away from Yerushalayim, don't worry, Misham Yikabetz, Hashem Lekach, Misham Yikach, he'll bring you back to Yerushalayim. That's what it should say, Kseh Aretz. See, here there's a gilui from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that many of you, I hope, have heard. It's a gilui from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Baal Shem said this, Im yiyeh nidach hachol, even if you're the furthest away from God, but there's still b'kseh ha-shamayim, you're still holding out the edge to the edge of heaven. That means you're still able to find a little bit of Shemayim inside of your life. You're still able to find a little bit Sheminius, Shemayim, something Shemayimdik inside of you. B'kseh ha-shamayim, just a little, the edge of Shemayim, you're able to find inside of yourself. Then the Baruch Shalom says, if you're able to do that, Misham yikabetzcha Hashem lokech. Misham yikabetzcha Hashem lokech, then Hashem's Baruch will help you to find your way back. But if Chalila, the Baal Shem Tov said, if Chalila, a person, is B'Ktzei Ha'aretz, he doesn't feel anymore that there's anything in his life that's Shamayim, Dick. He doesn't have any Cheshek at all for Shamayim. He doesn't care anymore about Shamayim. He's Kulei Artzius. He's completely immersed in this world. So then the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, we don't know what's going to be with such a Jew. Of course, lo yidach min enidach, and Hashem somehow, in some way, at some time, will bring everybody back. But this person is very, very hard. So now let's try to understand. What does it mean, Kseh HaShemayim? Let me give you an example from the Gemara. This example I spoke about by Rav Nosson Breslov is seen. By Rav Nosson Breslov, when we went with the Chevra from Shul last year, the Indian of Rabbi Nosson. And are you going to Uman? Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, you'll go, and I'll be zoche to go. We'll go together on our way to Yerushalayim. We'll go to Uman, and we'll go to Breslov, to Mezhbiz, to Baditchev, to Yerushalayim. So the Torah says a very, very strange thing. The Torah says about the woman who's a Saita, that if she didn't actually have relations with a guy. Toherihi. So the Torah makes a promise that v'nixo v'nizra zara. The Torah makes a promise that she'll be able to have with her husband. She'll be able to have children. And the Gemara and Saita goes into them. There are other promises, Gevaldige things that she's going to be Zeichet to. Some Chavav in Saita. Shimhais Akara Nifked, as the Gemara says. Meaning, even if it was a woman who was incapable, this woman was incapable of having kids, now she's going to have a kid. Here? Yeah? We're not talking about a tzedekis, you understand? How do we know we're not talking about a tzedekis over here? Because there were Eidei Kina. There were Eidim. The husband said in front of Eidim, the husband already saw that his wife's got something going with a guy, and he said in front of Eidim, you better not go over there. We're talking about a serious situation. This woman's not a tzedekis. She's got a boyfriend. And despite the Eidus, she went alone with this man that she had an inyan with. And the husband told her, you better not. In front of Eidus, she went. No. And the whole ma'aseh turned out that she did not actually, she went with the guy. And she was in the room alone with the guy. Hey, they kin, they steer. She was alone with the guy. But she didn't do the ma'aseh. In other words, she drinks the water, the mayim arum. It's proven that she's innocent. So she didn't do the ma'aseh. She didn't have relations with the guy. So the two great tzaddikim, one from the chassidim and one from the world of the yeshivas. From the Chassidim was the Imre Emes, Suisa Yelena, the Ger Rebbe. And from the world of the Yeshivas, the great Bal Musa, the Tzadik of El Lapian, Zechet Tzadik of Kodesh Lefavah. They both said the same Vart. They lived at the same time. They said the same Vart. The question is, we're talking about a woman that's a prutzer. I mean, she's not behaving. A married woman goes with a guy, and the husband knew about the guy. She went with the guy. She didn't do the ma'aseh. So Rebellion and the Amramist asked, there's so many wonderful, beautiful Jewish women who don't have babies. Holy and pure Jewish women who are faithful to their husbands. And they're crying and they're davening, like the Amohos, to have children. And it's gaitnish, it doesn't go. They have no kids. And they have to go for treatments, and they go to doctors, all kinds of bizyonis, right? Doesn't go. This lady who was betzim, she was cheating on her husband. Akidekach, that she went with Aziz, chutzpah, with the same guy that the husband said, I know that you have an inyan with this guy. And with chutzpah, she went with the guy, and they ate him that she went with the guy. And the Torah says such a thing, Haisa Hakara Nifkedis. She gets a bracha, all kinds of brachas, there are more brachas. But she gets a bracha that she's going to have. If this was a woman that never had kids, no, she never had. She couldn't have kids. She's not Kara. Nifkedis, she's going to have child. So the Imam in the rebellion asked, "What's Yaisha? Like, what kind of a deal is that?" So the Teretz is, both tzaddikim say, this, listen to this. Here's a woman who's mamish meshugah for a guy, akidekach, that despite the fact that the husband told her, and despite the fact that there's Aiden, and she knows therefore she could get killed, mamish. And she had such a meshugas for this guy, she was so on fire for this guy, that she went into the place and she was misyached with the guy. With that taiva, with that yetzahara that was making her into an animal, with all that taiva, and it could be she was doing stuff with the guy, but she held herself back. In other words, the guy wanted to finish off the mice, you understand, the boyfriend, and she held herself back at the last second. She said, "This I can't do," and she ran away from the guy like Yosef Atzadi, right? She left because Adam saw she didn't do the mice. She wouldn't do the mice. So the Imre Emes and Rebellion in her own way said, that's called Ketzei HaShemayim. You understand, Chav? Ketzei HaShemayim. Meaning a kezai, a chatzi shir, a chatzi kezai, of kvishas yetzer, of a Jew who is mamish in the throes of his passion to do something that's wrong. He says, no, there's still this little piece of Shemayim that's inside of me that says to me, don't do it. Don't do it. You're a Yid, you're a Jew. That Ketzei HaShemayim means that even though you're not entirely awake, because Sokosov, she went with the guy, so she is a Fashlufin, she's sleeping during the year. She fell asleep. After Nila, she fell asleep, whatever it is. But you hear, L'kol HaPachis, there's a Ketzei HaShemayim inside of her. And the Baruch Shalom says such a thing, Nishami Kabescha Hashem Lakecha. The Baruch Shalom says, she's one of my girls. And he brings her back to him and says, I'm going to give you, you're going to have a baby this year. You're going to have a child. You did such a thing that the world put you to sleep and you almost slipped off the world. Akedekach, that you didn't think that this was going to affect you, were in such a crazy mood that you thought this was not going to change your life, your marriage, the whole world. This wasn't going to bring the world down. And then all of a sudden, you were able to gather yourself together and you were able to find that little edge of Shemayim inside of your brain, and you said to yourself, I can't do this. I can't sin against my husband, against God. I did it already. I did enough disgusting things with this guy. And you ran out of the place without doing the ma'isa. That's called Ketzei HaShemayim. The tzaddikim said that when a Jew gives a krechs, even when you're doing the aveira, but it bothers you that you're doing it, even when you're looking on, God forbid, on the computer, on the iPhone, or something that's disgusting, but when you do it, you at least give a krechs. You at least say, ugh, what's wrong with me? That anoche, that krechs, is an oilam moly that's called Ketzei HaShemayim. It's a universe. It's called Ketzei HaShemayim, the edge of heaven. You're still holding on up to something. You're not letting go of Ketzei HaShemayim. Yeah? There's still a Ketzei HaShemayim. You still care. In other words, you're doing the Aveira. This lady didn't do the Aveira. She did Aveiras, but she didn't actually do the Maaser of the guy. But she did bad stuff, but she didn't do the Maaser. And that was her Ketzei HaShemayim. But the Svarim go further than that. They say if a person, Chalila, is doing a Maisa that's wrong, he's doing something that's disgusting. But at least he says, what's wrong with me? You don't just do it. It hurts you. That Anoche, that Krechts, is already a world that's called Ketzei HaShemayim. And the Baruch Shalom says about a Jew like that, you got to work on it. He says, listen, buddy, you got to take care of this. It's not so posh what you're doing. But I'll help you. You're still on the team. I'm still working with you. You're still on the team. You didn't quit. If you gave a krechts, there's a difference between a guy that doesn't even look at the clock when it's time to get up for sleep, it's the time to go down. Doesn't care about the clock, doesn't set the clock. And there's another guy that he sets the clock, he sets his phone, and there's no clocks anymore. You set your phone, and you put your phone there, and it goes ding, 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 ding. And you look at it, and you look at it, and it says over there, no, no. Well, schlofte, what are you sleeping? It's showing time to gain daven, it's time to go daven. And you give a krechs, and you feel bad that you're not going to do it. And you turn over and you go back to sleep. That krechs is already called Tzeh Shemai. The Baal Shem Tov was megala such a thing. That's called Tzeh Shemai. The Baal Shem Tov brought that down, such a thing, before Mashiach comes. To hold us close. It didn't just mean the Baal Shem Tov said a vart. It's not a vart from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov brought this down. You understand? The Baal Shem Tov brought this down. That there's an inyan before Mashiach comes that the kalapachas of a Jew is b'k'tzei ha-shamay. I met yesterday, came to shul, a lady that she created an organization that's called Kesher Yehudi. I never met her before. It's like this lady from Eshar. And she created this thing. What's Kesher Yehudi? She made this thing to get Charedish Chevra, yeshiva guys, and ladies, Charedish ladies, to learn with Chilonim, to learn with non-religious Israelis. She's got already 7,000 Chavrusas like this going. She's got machons that are set up with army soldiers and girl soldiers, and the Chilonim, the Israelis, they're going crazy to get more Chavrusas. She doesn't have enough Chavrusas for them. So people think that the Chilonim, they hate religious Jews. It's not true. They think that we hate them. They don't hate Torah, they don't hate Yiddishkeit. It's not true. And we were talking about, and she was telling me stories yesterday about Jews that came back with Tzeh HaShamay, Tzeh HaShamay. I was with a taxi driver last year and I had to sell, I get such physics from these taxi drivers. I mean, they make you crazy, but and they scare you, you know, sometimes. Like when they're switching lanes on the highway and talking to you, you know, like, and then they look, and I'm looking, you know, when you're looking, so you have to watch, you have to see what's going on. And he's asking you about, like, you know, you think I can make some money if I move to Great Neck? And he's talking to you like this. And you see, like, he's in the next lane, and the car's coming at him. Right? You know what I'm talking about. You've been in taxis now. You can't even talk, you just sit there. You know, there's a car coming at us. So this guy's name is Azulai, this taxi driver. It says on his thing. So I'm going with this guy, and I ask him, your name is Azulai? He says, Zakatu, it's Azulai, it's Ani Azulai. Zalomishu Acher, it's Ani. So I said, Ata shamata pam shehaya Yehudi pam shem Achida? Did you ever hear the Chida? So he says, Ani shamati Achida? So what he does, he pulls the car over, because this is on my cheshbon, he pulls the car over, I'm paying for this, he pulls the car over, and he takes a yarmulke out of this thing, he puts the yarmulke on his head, and he said, Ani ben achaben me'achida, ya shamati al-achida, Ani ben achaben me'achida, he says to him, Ani nishbalach, I swear to you, I'm achida's grandson. And the guy's getting all worked up, and I'm telling, I want, like, I have to speak somewhere, and I'm telling, you said in the Masah, you know, you got to get back on the road. He wants to talk about the Chida now, this guy, and about his grandfather was a Yerushalmi like this, and he starts to tell me stories. Now this same guy, you might see him, you know, at night, going to some club or something, whatever. Ktzei HaShamay. He just wants someone to ask him, are you from the Chida? That's all. The guy's got a yarmulke ready. In case someone asks him about the Chida, he's got a yarmulke ready. And he starts to tell me different from the Chida wrote. And he starts to tell me different from. And he shamati, and he yodem is a Chida, matachoshe. And he yodem is a Chida. Saba Shli Zachida. You'll sit and you learn with this guy a little bit. This in 1 minute, this Yid is a Yid. It's not even Mekseya Shemaim. He's got holding the Shemaim in his arms. Malach Melitz Echad. Pideyom Yimavis. That's what we say in the davening of Yom Kippur. Malach Melitz Echad. There's one Malach that has something good to say about a Jew. One Malach. You know that we create Malachim with our mitzvahs, right? But even at Kseh Shemaim, there's a Malach that's called Kseh Shemaim that tries to save a Jew from Shachas. Pideyu mi Shachas. The person is still Kseh Shemaim. So let me tell you a story. I went over the time, I'm sorry. Should I tell him? Okay, wait until next time. Five minutes. Not even 5 minutes this way. Listen fast. Because I think you know the story, so it's not going to take me a minute to tell. The story was told by Rabbi Levine. He told this story. That's just brought down in this form, that Rabbi told the story about Rabbi Chaim Berlin. Raise your hand, you'll tell me if you know the story. It's a famous man. It's a famous story. So Rabbi Chaim Berlin was originally the Rav in Moscow. He's a Yushalayim Rechav, he's the Netziv's son. And then afterwards he came and he was the Rav in Yushalayim, Rabbi Chaim Berlin. I don't know, I think there was Rabbi Aya Levine. I think the Rabbi himself saw that Rabbi Chaim Berlin was saying it was on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, and they were saying Shir HaShirim Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and they came to the pasuk of Hinoch Yofer Ayosi Einayach Yonim. You are beautiful, my beloved. You have the eyes of a dove. And when they were saying that they were laying Shir Hashim Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, they were laying that. So Rabbi Chaim Berlin starts to sob like a baby. You know the story? Raise your hand if you know the story. No? You know the story? Rabbi Chaim Berlin starts to sob mamish like a baby. Like the whole, you know, Shir Hashim is a beautiful sefer. It's got a lot of beautiful psukim in there. And they had to like wait for him. And he's crying and crying. And then they continued. And afterwards, I think it was Rabbi. I don't think Rabbi was just telling this. I think Rabbi saw this. And afterwards, they asked Rabbi Chaim Berlin, Rabbi asked him, what happened by that pasuk? He fell apart. So he said that whenever he sees that pasuk, whenever he hears that pasuk, it makes him cry. Why? Because he said that when he was in Moscow, when he was Rav in Moscow, it was already very, very bad then with the communists. And Jews were not allowed to even live. Jews had to live in only a certain place in Moscow. And there was a knock on the door, and he said, Rabbi Chaim said, open the door, and it was a soldier, like a decorated soldier, a Russian soldier. So Rabbi Chaim got very scared. A soldier. He got scared. And he didn't know what to do. And this soldier starts to talk to Rabbi Chaim in broken Yiddish. He starts telling him, "Dagen is Rabbi Chaim, I'm a Jew." So he says, "Come in." So a soldier's not allowed to hang out there with the Jews either. You understand? So it was dangerous for him to be there. And this soldier, Bekitzer, said to Rabbi Chaim Berlin, he said, "Rabbi, my wife had a baby boy. The bris is in whatever Tuesday. The bris is Tuesday. I need to have a moil to come to give a bris." So Rabbi Chaim Berlin said to him, "You know, it's dangerous to do such a thing now in Moscow. It's dangerous. And it's very, very dangerous for us to come to the baby, to your wife, to the place. It's very dangerous for us to be there. Would you be able to come here with the baby?" And he said, "You tell me, I'll come." So Chaim made it as man, which for him to go with the baby, if he's caught doing this, he's in serious trouble. So he came, and he was very misragish, and Rabbi Chaim got a moil, and they made a bris with his baby. And then Rabbi Chaim Berlin asked him, why are you risking your life for this? What is this? So the Jew says like this. He didn't come to Rabbi Chaim Berlin and the Moel risked them, so they went to this person's house and they saw there wasn't a mezuzah, there wasn't anything Jewish in the house, that's what it was. And he asked them, why did you do such a thing to have us come? It was dangerous for you and for us. Why did you have it? So he said like this. He said, the truth is, I'm very, very far. My wife and I have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. I haven't done a mitzvah, I haven't davened, I haven't put on tefillin, I haven't done anything. And I myself, sometimes I think about that and it hurts me, but I don't know how to come back. But he said that we had a baby, it's our first son. And the truth is, I don't think that my wife and I are going to be able to raise him as a Jew. In our lives, and where we are, we're not going to be able to raise him as a Jew. But I'm hoping that maybe it'll happen, maybe in the future, that my son will be among other Jews somewhere. And they'll talk about it. And that at least he'll have a bris, and he'll know that he's one of them, that he's a Jew. At least that maybe my son will remember that he's a Jew, and he'll be able to come back. So Rabbi Chaim Berlin said, it says in the Pasuk, Hinach yofer ayasi einayich yonim. You are beautiful because you have the eyes of a dove. And Chazal say that what's extraordinary about a dove, one of the unusual things about that bird, is that when the male and female, when it flies, that's how they are, they always look out for each other. And they never go so far away from each other they can't see each other. They see the nest, they see each other, they never go so far away. They always, einayich yonim. So Reb Chaim Berlin said that, I thought of this Jew, that even though he himself didn't know how he was ever going to come back, but he couldn't take his eyes off the nest. He couldn't take his eyes off of Hashem. He still, the Ktzei HaShamayim, there was still this hope that somehow, in some way, if not me, that my son will remember that he's a Jew. And about such a Jew, Rabbi Chaim Berlin said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hinach yofer rayasi, you are so beautiful, my beloved, einayich yonim, that even though you have flown so far away, you still turn around to see. You still turn around, you still care. It still means something to you. That's called Tzeh HaShemayim. Now each one of us is infinitely closer than that Russian soldier. Hashem Zbog should help myself and all of us that we should be chayim magishim, that we should wake up and we should feel. We should feel the tzar of the Shekhinah. We should feel that what our friends are going through. We should feel how everything in life is important. Our learning counts. Our davening is important. We should feel to be chayim magishim. Chetzi, chetzi. We should open up. Forget about the Baruch Shalom's books. Don't forget about, but the Baruch Shalom's book is our book. It's the same book. Chedishim said, other tzaddikim from Pshischa said also that it's not that Hashem has a book and we have a book. It's the same book. It's the same. The Sefer Chaim is the same book. If we're alive, then Hashem's book says Sefer Chaim. If we're dead, then it says Sefer, the other book. It's the Sefer Chaim is our book. And if we open up that book that's called Sefer Chaim, Chaim Agisha. So then, each and every one of us will be zoche to be written Chaim Tovim Baruchim. We'll be written in that book of life. Be nechtav shel b'sifron shel tzaddikim, and all of Am Yisrael will be brought back to life and be zoche to return with all the tzaddikim tzarkonis to Yerushalayim b'gvul shel Amikdash. Mehem yamein amein v'amein.
Amen.
Chesivich sim tam v'gud shiur.
Amen. Okay.